T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
When New York City enters phase 3 of reopening tomorrow, indoor dining will not be allowed. New Jersey also putting indoor dining on hold as COVID-19 cases spike elsewhere around the country. Governor Phil Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press this morning says he feels for restaurant owners, but also has to worry about the potential loss of life that could come from reopening too fully too soon.
The choice is either we open inside or based on the data that we saw, and as I said, the lethality of this virus inside, or we lose people, we literally lose lives. When you combine indoors, lack of ventilation, sedentary, close proximity, and by definition, you have to take your mask off to eat, those are bad facts, and we're just not there yet. We'll get there, I hope, but we're not ready for it.
The governor also calling for a national mask mandate to help control the spread of the virus. It's 12:04. Two NYPD officers were shot at inside their marked car in the Bronx last night. Neither of the cops were hit. The bullet instead, according to police, found lodged in the divider between the back seats. It pierced through the windshield. The glass cut one of the officers in the face. This happened outside the 40th Precinct on Alexander Avenue in Mott Haven just before midnight. It's not clear if they were intentionally targeted. So far, no arrest in that case. Now, about an hour before that, in Brooklyn, a uniformed officer in an unmarked police car with the windows down, well, he had a lit firework thrown inside by someone. That officer suffered minor injuries, including burns to his hands. No arrest in that case either. The bail reform laws that took effect at the start of the year here in New York have now partially been rolled back. WCBS reporter Steve Burns with a look at the changes.
The idea behind bail reform was to not criminalize poverty, says New York State Assembly member Latrice Walker.
We sort of saw ahead of time what was about to unfold on America, because it was unfolding on us. The fear-mongering, the racist rhetoric.
But those reforms outlawing bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies are now being rolled back.
The rhetoric was given legitimacy in our most recent budget.
Now, more crimes are eligible for bail, including criminally negligent homicide, vehicular assault, and money laundering. Advocates also say now is not the time to put more people in jail, as some have trouble containing the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea has been blaming bail reform in part for upticks in crime.
You cannot keep people safe without keeping bad, dangerous people off the streets.
He said last week that New Yorkers aren't as safe as they could be, thanks to decisions by lawmakers. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time, 12:06. Ghislaine Maxwell will soon be transferred to a jail here in the city. The longtime former companion to Jeffrey Epstein is facing federal sex trafficking charges involving minors. At the moment, she's being held at a facility just miles from the Mountain Hideaway in New Hampshire, where she was arrested.
She's apparently being held in Merrimack County Jail, said to be about 20 miles away from where officials arrested Maxwell in New Hampshire. The jail is described on its website as a state-of-the-art male and female facility for inmates awaiting arraignment. Maxwell awaits trial as she faces 4 counts of sex crimes related to a minor and 2 counts of perjury after being arrested last Thursday morning after hiding from authorities for nearly a year since her former companion Jeffrey Epstein's death last August. Her trial in New York City is estimated to take place this Tuesday at the earliest. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
We check the forecast with meteorologist Dan Pitanowski. A lot of sunshine already.
That's right. Lots of bright sunshine, and that will be the trend this afternoon across the tri-state. And with all that sunshine will come hot temperatures as well, along with moderate levels of humidity. The high not far from 90 this afternoon. Clear and warm tonight, the low 73. Another hot day tomorrow, partly sunny. Maybe an afternoon thunderstorm in spots across New Jersey, the high 92. And then becoming more humid Tuesday, clouds, some sunshine, not as hot, but more widespread showers and thunderstorms around, the high 86. Warm and muggy Wednesday, shower thunderstorm likely again, the high 88. And then drying out Thursday, sunshine, more heat and humidity with a high of 90. Right now in Midtown, 85 degrees, plenty of sunshine. And Kevin, we're heading up to 91 later this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.